All right, so get this. Imagine we get a sneak peek at what OnePlus is planning for the whole year, like their entire film lineup.
Oh, wow, a whole year's worth of predictions, huh? That's ambitious. Sounds fun, though. So, where'd you find this intel? Spill the beans.
Well, we've got leaks and rumors and all these articles from sites like Digital Trends, Tom's Guide, and NotebookCheck.net. They're all talking about what OnePlus might be doing.
Okay, but like, why should we even care about OnePlus?
Well, you see, OnePlus has this reputation, right? They're kind of known for making these really high-end phones, but without that crazy high price tag.
Ah, so they're like the overachievers, the good value picks.
Exactly. And that's why we got to see what they're going to do this year, right? So we're breaking it down into three things. First, we got this leaked roadmap. It's suggesting OnePlus is going to release a ton of phones in 2025.
Whoa, hold on. A ton. Like, how many are we talking here?
Well, according to this leak that Digital Trends reported on, it looks like we could see at least four new phones.
Four. That's a lot, even for OnePlus. Any idea when they might actually release these things?
Yeah, so the leak is pointing to April, May, October, and November. So basically, new phones all year round.
Well, that's definitely good news for anyone who loves new tech. I know some people are going to be busy.
It's going to be interesting for sure. Okay, so let's talk about this OnePlus 13T. Remember all those rumors about a OnePlus 13 mini?
Oh, yeah, vaguely. Wasn't it supposed to be like a smaller phone? I really like the idea of a small, powerful phone.
Right, but it seems like those rumors kind of took a turn. Digital Trends and Tom's Guide are both reporting that the phone everyone thought was going to be the mini is actually going to be the OnePlus 13T. So they're bringing back the T after 2 years.
Huh, the T. I'm not super up on their naming schemes. What does the T usually mean?
Yeah, so historically, the T models have been like refined versions of their main phones, usually with better specs or a couple new features.
Got it. So not a completely new phone, but an upgrade to an existing one.
Yeah, and according to that leaked roadmap, it's supposed to come out sometime in April.
April already. That's pretty soon. Any word on the specs? Like, what can we expect?
So Tom's Guide is saying it'll probably have a 6.3-inch screen.
6.3 inches. That doesn't sound very mini to me.
True, it's definitely not tiny, but it is smaller than the 6.82-inch OnePlus 13. So if the 13 was too big for you, this might be better.
Okay, that makes sense. What about the cameras? Anything interesting there?
Oh yeah, there are definitely rumors about the cameras. Tom's Guide says it could have a 50MP primary camera and a 50MP telephoto camera.
50MP telephoto. That's impressive. OnePlus is really stepping up their camera game.
Don't forget, they also have that partnership with Hasselblad. They've been using Hasselblad cameras in their recent phones.
Oh, yeah, Hasselblad. They make some seriously high quality cameras. That's a good sign.
Okay, now let's switch gears to the OnePlus Open 2, their next foldable phone. This one's a little more mysterious because it's not even on that leaked roadmap.
Really? No roadmap. That's weird. You think they scrapped it?
Not necessarily. It's more about where it's launching. So Digital Trends is saying that leaked roadmap is mostly about phones launching in China. The Open 2 will probably launch globally, but it seems like it's based on a different phone that is launching in China.
So it's kind of like a global version of a Chinese phone. Interesting strategy. What phone is it based on?
The Oppo Find N5. And get this, OnePlus and Oppo are actually sister brands owned by the same company, BBK Electronics.
Oh, right. So they share technology and stuff pretty often.
Exactly. And that's why the Oppo Find N5 is so important. If we look at the Find N5, it'll probably give us a good idea of what the Open 2 will be like.
Like a sneak peek behind the scenes.
Exactly. So NotebookCheck.net is saying the Open 2 will launch globally with the Find N5 sometime around February 20th.
February 20th. That's soon.
Yeah, it is. And based on the Find N5, here's what we might see. First, NotebookCheck.net says the Find N5 is way thinner than most other foldable phones, so the Open 2 could be really sleek.
A thin foldable. That's pretty cool. Anything else?
We can also expect the Open 2 to have those Hasselblad cameras from the Find N5. So those amazing cameras we talked about, probably coming to the Open 2.
That's a huge plus for people who love taking pictures. Anything else about the Find N5 that might carry over to the Open 2?
One more thing, NotebookCheck.net also says the Find N5 has a big cover display, kind of like the OnePlus Open and the Google Pixel Fold.
Oh, that's good. It means you don't have to unfold the phone for every little thing.
Exactly. But you know what everyone always asks about foldable phones?
The crease.
Bingo. But this is where it gets really interesting. Remember those pictures of the Oppo Find N5 that leaked online?
The ones where people were using it out in the wild.
Yeah, those. And those pictures showed something crazy, like a display that was almost completely crease-free.
Really? No crease. How is that even possible?
It's all thanks to this really innovative hinge design that Oppo came up with. Basically, it lets the screen bend really gently so there's no crease.
Wow, that's a big deal. A crease-free screen would be a game changer for foldable phones. If the Open 2 can do that, it could be huge.
I know, right? Now, we don't know for sure if the Open 2 will have the exact same crease-free display as the Find N5.
Yeah, but they're so closely connected, it seems likely.
Right. Okay, so we've talked about the OnePlus 13T, the Open 2, and how they're both kind of connected to Oppo.
It's important to remember they're all part of the same family, right?
Exactly. OnePlus and Oppo are both under BBK Electronics, and that's why they share so much technology and design.
It's a smart move, really. It helps them release new products faster.
And for us tech enthusiasts, it means we can kind of predict what OnePlus might do by watching what Oppo is doing.
Like having a little cheat sheet.
Totally. And speaking of innovation, there's this other thing from OnePlus we should talk about. Remember their silicon nanostack battery technology?
Oh, yeah, that new battery tech in the OnePlus 13.
Yeah.
The reviews were amazing.
Right. Tom's guide said the battery life on the OnePlus 13 was some of the best they'd ever seen. And it's all thanks to that silicon nanostack thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They basically use silicon nanoparticles to cram more lithium into the battery without making it bigger.
So, like more battery in the same size
Yep,
package.
exactly. That's why the OnePlus 13 has such good battery life. And it makes you wonder, could this be the answer to finally getting those powerful small phones everyone wants? Welcome back to our OnePlus deep dive. We were just talking about how they're really pushing the boundaries with battery technology.
Pretty impressive, right? But I gotta say, I was kind of bummed out when I realized that rumored mini phone wasn't gonna happen. That 6.3-inch screen on the 13T isn't exactly mini.
Yeah, I get that. A truly small phone, one that's actually easy to hold and use with one hand, that would be awesome.
It seems like those are going extinct. Why is it so hard to make small phones that are still, powerful and have all the good stuff?
Well, one of the biggest problems is the battery. When you make a phone smaller, you have less space for the battery, and that's a problem because everyone wants a phone that lasts all day.
Yeah, no one wants a phone that dies halfway through the day.
Exactly. Plus, all the features people want these days, like those high refresh rate screens and 5G, those use a lot of battery power, so it's even harder to make a small phone with good battery life.
So it's like a catch-22. People want small phones, but they also want good battery life, and you can't really have both.
It's a tough balance for sure. Plus, most people just prefer bigger screens these days. They use their phones for everything.
Yeah, that's true. Watching videos, scrolling through social media, it's all better on a bigger screen.
Right. And so for phone companies, it just makes more sense to focus on making phones that most people want, which means big screens and decent battery life.
So is that it then? No more small phones? Are we stuck with these giant things?
Maybe not. There might be a solution, and it could come from foldable phones.
Foldable phones, how would that work?
Think about those flip-style foldable phones, like the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip. When they're folded, they're super small and compact, easy to fit in your pocket.
But then you unfold them, and boom, you've got a big screen for watching videos and all that.
Exactly. It's the best of both worlds. And as foldable technology keeps getting better, I think we'll see even more cool designs that are both compact and functional.
So maybe the small phone isn't dead, it's just, transforming to something new.
I think that's a good way to look at it. Technology is always changing, and phones have to change with it.
So we've got to keep an eye on the foldable market then.
Definitely. Now, since we're talking about innovation, let's get back to that silicon nanostack battery tech from OnePlus.
Oh, yeah, that was a game changer. I
Yeah.
mean, Tom's guide couldn't stop talking about the battery life on the OnePlus 13.
It was seriously impressive. And remember, it's all thanks to how they use those tiny silicon particles to pack more lithium into the battery.
So basically, they found a way to make batteries more efficient without making them bigger.
Exactly. But think about the potential here. What if they use that same technology to make batteries even smaller?
And put those smaller batteries into like a tiny phone.
Now you're getting it. Imagine a phone the size of, say, an iPhone mini, but with the power and battery life of a flagship phone.
That would be incredible. A tiny phone that can actually last all day and doesn't compromise on performance.
It would be a revolution in the phone world. No more compromises, just small, powerful phones that actually work the way people want them to.
Okay, now I'm really excited about the future of small phones. But for now, it's just a dream, right?
For now, yes. But who knows what OnePlus will come up with next? They're always full of surprises.
All right, so let's recap what we know for sure about OnePlus's plans. We've got the OnePlus 13T coming out in April, probably with a 6.3-inch screen, a 50MP main camera, and a 50 MP telephoto camera.
And don't forget about that impressive battery tech, that silicon nanostack thing.
Right, that too. Then there's the OnePlus Open 2, their next foldable, which is launching globally with the Oppo Find N5 around February 20th. And if the Find N5 is anything to go by, the Open 2 could be super thin, have amazing Hasselblad cameras, and maybe even that crease-free display.
Oh yeah, that crease-free display would be a huge deal. If they can actually pull that off, it would change the whole foldable game.
And on top of all that, we've got that leaked roadmap suggesting at least 4 new OnePlus phones throughout the year, with releases potentially happening in April, May, October, and November.
It's going to be a busy year for OnePlus fans. So much new tech to look forward to.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be following the smartphone world with all these new innovations and trends emerging.
Like those advancements in battery technology and the rise of foldable phones, things are changing so fast.
It makes you wonder what other surprises OnePlus has in store for us.
That's the best part, right? The anticipation, the not knowing what they'll do next.
All right, so we've been talking a lot about OnePlus and their plans for the future, all these new phones and technologies.
It's exciting, right?
Yeah.
OnePlus always seems to be pushing the boundaries. They're never satisfied with the status quo.
Exactly. And that makes you wonder, what other cool stuff are they going to come up with this year? What kind of innovations can we expect from them?
Well, remember how they were one of the first to really embrace high refresh rate displays and warp charging? Those were game changers.
And that alert slider. I love that thing. It's such a simple idea, but it makes using the phone so much easier.
Exactly. It's those little details that show they're really paying attention to what users want.
Yeah.
So what do you think they'll focus on next?
Well, their partnership with Hasselblad has really elevated their camera game. I bet they'll keep pushing things there.
Yeah, we're already expecting the Open 2 to have those Hasselblad cameras, but what if they take it even further?
Right, like maybe they develop some crazy new camera software or use even better sensors. Imagine what that would do for image quality.
Oh yeah, and don't forget about video. Everyone's shooting video on their phones these days. Maybe they'll focus on improving video features like better stabilization or built-in editing tools.
And we can't ignore AI. It's everywhere these days. I'm sure OnePlus will find some clever ways to use AI in their phones.
Oh, yeah, totally. Imagine AI-powered camera features that automatically adjust settings for the perfect shot or personalize recommendations based on how you use your phone.
It's crazy to think how AI could change the whole smartphone experience.
Oof.
And OnePlus, with their focus on innovation, seems like the perfect company to lead the way.
They're already using AI in Oxygen OS, you know, their version of Android. It adapts to your habits and tries to optimize the phone's performance.
And with their connection to Oppo, they have access to even more AI expertise. So yeah, I think we can definitely expect some cool AI features from OnePlus this year.
I'm excited to see what they come up with. But speaking of software, we should also talk about Oxygen OS itself. OnePlus has always been known for their clean and fast Android experience.
Yeah, Oxygen OS is definitely a fan favorite. It's just so smooth and easy to use, and you can customize it to your liking.
And now that they're incorporating elements of Oppo's Color OS, there's even more potential for new features and improvements.
Maybe we'll see better integration between OnePlus phones and other Oppo devices, like their smartwatches and earbuds.
That would be cool. A seamless ecosystem where all your devices work together perfectly, that's something a lot of people are looking for.
So as we wrap up our OnePlus deep dive, I gotta say, I'm feeling pretty optimistic about their future. They've got so much potential, and they're always pushing the envelope.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. They're a company that's always innovating, always trying to do things better. It's going to be a fun year to be a OnePlus fan.
That's for sure. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into the world of OnePlus. We talked about their upcoming phones, their potential release roadmap, and those exciting rumors about new technologies.
We covered a lot of ground. It's clear that OnePlus has some big plans for 2025, and we can't wait to see what they come up with.
And remember, this is just the beginning of the conversation. We want to hear from you, our listeners. What are your predictions for OnePlus in 2025?
Head over to our social media and let us know what you think. We'll be keeping a close eye on all the developments, and we'll be back with more deep dives into the latest and greatest in tech.
Until then, thanks for listening.